The Friday feature interview of the week. Many of you that are local and maybe even those of you elsewhere have maybe heard of Kids Senses. And if not, we're going to fill you in this morning. They're located here in Rutherford County, Main Street, 172 North Main Street to be exact. And our guest this morning is the executive director, and that is Willard Whitson. Willard, good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you. Before we get to some of the latest news, and I know some exciting news about possibly more updates and expansion for Kids Senses, why don't you give us a little bit of a history lesson about Kids Senses?
I will. I'm happy to. Kids Senses opened its doors in 2004, and since then, we have welcomed over 500,000 visitors. So it really has become a regional resource for families, really a destination experience. And when our young visitors, and we engage families with children from infants up to about age 10, and when they walk through the door, they're basically seeing a scaled-down version of their world. And it's really astonishing how they have a sense of ownership when they come in. It's hands-on learning. Everything is educational, these immersive exhibits, but at the same time, it's learning through fun. So it really is a kind of a seminal childhood experience.
Maybe paint a picture for us, a visual right now. If I'm a mom or a dad or the grandparent of a child and they come in for the first time to Kids Senses, on that top level, and I know there's more fun downstairs, what will they start seeing? What can they get into?
Well, the first thing they see is a real full-size fire truck. And that has become an icon for the museum. And they can put on the fireman's outfit, and they can ring the bell and drive the truck and flashlights and basically create a real-life adult experience for them. And as they explore the fire truck and the fire department, they can pretend to be a veterinarian in our Pet Senses pet clinic. They can actually go into a television studio and they can do a weather report, or they can do a performance. They can shop in their own grocery store. They can go into creative station where they can create artwork. I always like to say this is the fantasy kids room where all the crayons are sharp and every color is there, and there are no restrictions on how they can express themselves.
My son's been there in the past, and one of his favorites when he was younger is that he loved to go run the cash register and check out other kids' groceries. You have a grocery store.
Absolutely. I think part of the appeal of the grocery store has to do with the fact that it's a common experience. Kids go with their mom or their dad to the store, and it's always, don't touch that, you can't eat that. Well, in our store, they can get all they want.
Willard Whitson is our guest. He is one of the leaders, of course, at Kids Senses, the Children's Interactive Museum right here in Rutherford County. You've got some big events coming up. You may want to maybe tease just a bit something that has to do with Halloween, which will be this month. And then, by golly, things go kaboom in November.
Yes, they do. We're teeing up a lot of excitement leading up into the holidays. I encourage everybody to go to our website, which is just simply kidsenses.org. And we do have some fun Halloween activities coming up. Scary but benign. So I think kids are going to have a wonderful time. We are planning a major expansion. We have purchased a building. We are going to be creating the factory, a place to meet and make. Kids Senses, as I said, engages families with young children. We're creating a place that, in addition to engaging our young kids, will engage kids 10 on up into their teens. And we think this is a very critical age group, critical time in their lives. And, of course, we know all of the negative things that can attract them, and we're offering a place for them to really explore themselves. It's sort of themed around maker spaces, and they'll be able to work with new technology, 3D printers and so forth. We even have what we call the food studio, which is basically a fully functioning kitchen where they can bring that same sort of nature of inquiry and exploration into the culinary arts. And it's located, the building is located next to our existing Discovery Garden. So there's that sort of, we'll have, instead of, you know, farm to table, it's garden to lab. So
Let's make a note of that, garden
I was going to say,
lab.
I got to remember that. That'll be good. So anyway, we are in the front end of that campaign, although we've raised some significant funds to get it moving. And in association with that, we are having a gala on November the 3rd, actually here at the Center for the Performing Arts, and it's going to be a pretty big event. It'll be November the 3rd, which is a Saturday from 7 to 11. We have a celebrity who will be performing there, Dr. Kate Bieberdorf, a.k.a. Kate the Chemist, who has been seen nationally on The Late Show on CBS. She's one of Amy Poehler's smart girls. She's been on NBC. She's going to do an exciting and explosive science performance, and so that's going to be a highlight. And actually, Walter and Lucille Dalton. Walter, of course, is the president of Isothermal College. They're going to be our honorary chairs, and we are honored to have them do that. So it's going to be a night of fun. There'll be dancing, as I said, Kate the Chemist, exciting, and some pretty really interesting live auction items will be available. So it's going to be quite the event, and of course, this is all to help support our expansion to build the factory a place to meet and make. And when we do complete that factory, Kid Senses will have grown from a 10,000 square foot museum to a 27,000 square foot campus, really becoming a destination experience for Western North Carolina.
Wow, that's exciting. We're so fortunate to have Kid Senses right here in Rutherford County, and to know it's going to expand, and just a good reason for those of you in neighboring counties to drive in and bring your children to be a part of this, both fun and definitely educational. We're almost out of time. Kind of, if you don't mind, Willard, tell us how you do receive your funding outside of customers coming through, because I know that's an important part.
Actually, we basically are supported by a combination of earned and contributed income. Only about half of the revenue that supports the operation is earned revenue, and that's through admission prices, fee-based programs. We actually do educational programming in a 14-county region. We see 30,000 kids a year through our educational programs, outreach. But the rest of it, we solicit support from sponsors, foundations. Recently, actually for the last several years, for example, the RHI Legacy Foundation has been a significant supporter, specifically of the food studio and other components at the museum. The Stonecutter Foundation has been very helpful. So we really reach out to the donor community, and of course, we're having this fundraiser, the gala. Called Kaboom, which will be an explosive evening in a good way, on November the 3rd. So we really rely on grassroots community support. And anyone can come to our website, both to be able to come to the gala and register for that. And also, if you're interested in supporting the museum, it's very easy to do online at our website, which is, again, kidsenses.org.
KidSenses.org. Well, thank you for updating us. A lot to look forward to and a lot to go enjoy if you wanted to go later today to Kid Senses. And Willard Whitson, Executive Director, we appreciate you dropping by today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. That's the Friday feature interview of the week on WNCW, also available as a podcast, which is at our website, wncw.org.